Democratic presidential hopeful Julian Castro recently made headlines when he criticized Iowa and New Hampshire's position as the first two nominating states for their lack of diversity. It's one of the reasons why the Texas Democrat has focused on the Silver State. Since announcing his candidacy, he's visited the Silver State more than any other candidate, including going into rural areas often overlooked by major candidates. KUNR senior political reporter Paul Boger caught up with Castro after a recent campaign event to talk about his candidacy and what he sees as the most pressing issues facing Nevadans.
Mr. Secretary, you're a candidate that's been in Nevada the most over the last few months. I think that you've been here at least 11 or 12 times, making several campaign stops here in the state. What role does the Silver State play in your overall strategy?
Nevada is very important to me in this primary and also in 2020 in the general election. When I think about Nevada, I think about the future. It's a growing state with a diverse population, a diversified economy. I mean, you just look at what's happening in Reno right now with all of the investment that's happening, but also a lot of the challenges that so many communities face in our country, a lack of housing opportunity for a lot of people, rising healthcare costs, the need for more job opportunities, and also challenges with immigration. So Nevada in many ways represents a microcosm of our country. I enjoy coming here. I've gotten a good reception here, and I'm going to come back a lot more before the caucus.
One of the things I find interesting is you've spent at least a significant amount of time so far in rural Nevada specifically. What are you hearing from those voters in particular?
In rural Nevada, what I hear about is they're proud of their way of life. They also have some very distinct needs, for instance, health care. Oftentimes, people don't have a hospital just down the block. They have to drive a long way to get medical care, good medical care. I want to make sure that we're investing in rural health care. A lot of the housing stock is older housing stock, and so even in rural Nevada, people need housing opportunity. I know that rural Nevada has many faces, and whether it's going to Elko or West Wendover or here in Minden or Yerington, I want to make sure that I'm getting to know the concerns of rural Nevadans.
Just like the midterms, it's very likely that healthcare is going to be the top issue in this election. You've said in the past, America should be the healthiest nation. You know, how should that happen? How would under your administration that happen?
Well, if you want to be a healthier nation, it starts with better healthcare system. So I want to make sure that all Americans get health care, not just health insurance, but health care. And I've talked about a plan that would base our healthcare system off of Medicare, but also give people a private opt-out if they have a strong private health insurance plan that they want to hold on to. People also need the ability to get medication that they can easily afford. And right now, medication costs too much in the United States. We need to reform our patent laws. We need to allow for the importation of drugs. We need to allow the federal government to negotiate direct drug prices directly with the manufacturers. Make these important changes that will allow people to avail themselves of good health care and be healthier.
I'm curious, you know, what do you think needs to be done to address gun violence here across the U.S.? But more specifically, how do you manage to get that through Congress on what is essentially one of the most divisive issues out there?
What I hear out there as a Texan is that a lot of people who used to support or didn't support common sense gun safety legislation are coming around. A lot of people who would consider themselves moderate Republicans or independents that used to say, no, I'm not going to support gun safety legislation, they do support it now. From universal background checks, which has over 90% support, to even a renewed assault weapons ban and limiting the capacity of magazines, there is a groundswell of support today that didn't exist 5 years ago, 10 years ago, for common sense gun safety legislation. And in 2020, the voters have the opportunity to elect a Congress and a Senate and a president that believes in common sense gun safety legislation, I think they're going to do it. And I think that we're going to have an opportunity in January of 2021 to get something passed in an unprecedented way. We may not have 60 votes, but I'm willing to jump over the filibuster to get good common sense gun safety legislation done.
It's fair to assume that you have a fairly unique perspective when it comes to the housing situation across America. In Northern Nevada, it's particularly, it's been becoming particularly bad. I'm curious, what needs to be done to address that housing crunch?
We have a rental affordability crisis and one of the lowest home ownership rates that we've had in 40 years. I put out a housing plan that includes investing on the supply side and the demand side. On the supply side, we need to put more resources into the National Housing Trust Fund, low-income housing tax credits, community development block grants, and home funding to create more homes, more rental units and homes for the middle class, the working poor, and the poor. We also need to do things like a refundable renter's tax credit. Just like we reward people who own a home with a mortgage interest deduction in our tax code, we should reward renters or allow them to be able to get a tax credit so that they can better afford the rent because it keeps going up in different communities.
You've been in this race for a few months now, and your polling has struggled here in Nevada as well as across the nation. With less than 100 days left until the caucus, you know, what does your team need to do? What do you need to do to attract more voters or get your message out there a little more?
We're working hard. Look, voters should know that I can win in 2020. I can beat Donald Trump. I can go back and get the 80,000 votes that we lost by in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, and then be the party's best shot at getting back Florida, at getting Arizona, and getting my home state of Texas. So we're going to work hard here in Nevada, and we've seen a lot of things happen in less than 3 months. We got 3 months until the caucus. That's like 10 lifetimes in politics.